KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 29 degrees in Atlantic. You'll look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with a possibility of a few extra flurries or some fog this morning. A high around 39. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest early this morning of 52-year-old Scott Timothy Brown on drug charges. Brown, who's from Grant, was taken into custody at around 1:15 a.m. and charged with possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $2,000. And at around 11:40 p.m. on Tuesday, deputies in Montgomery County arrested 54-year-old Rodney Gene Lucard of Red Oak on a valid Adams County warrant, charging Lucard with failure to appear at a probation violation hearing. The man was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Two people, a man and a woman, were arrested last night on drug and other charges following a verbal altercation at a hotel in Red Oak. After a brief investigation that began around 10:40 p.m., Red Oak police arrested 23-year-old Crystal Marie Ann Frock of Livermore. The woman was charged with child endangerment, possession of a controlled substance, cocaine, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Frock was also wanted on two active Marion County warrants for driving while suspended, operating a vehicle without the owner's consent, and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Also arrested at the scene was 21-year-old Tyler Christian Palmer of Red Oak. He faces a possession of marijuana charge. Bond was set at $1,000. The child in the case was turned over to the Department of Human Services for temporary foster care. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday released more information on an Interstate 80 traffic stop that resulted in an arrest and 14 pounds of marijuana being seized. According to officials, on Sunday, February 14th, Deputy Tyler Shields stopped a vehicle driven by 23-year-old Kyle James Kruger of Ottawa at the 56-mile marker of I-80 eastbound. During the stop, about 14 pounds of marijuana was found inside the front fender well of the vehicle. Kruger was arrested on felony charges that include a controlled substance violation and drug tax stamp violation. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and released Monday on $5,000 bond. Two other arrests took place Sunday as well in Cass County. The sheriff's office at 18-year-old Seth Allen Nelson of Atlantic was arrested for eluding. He was also cited for failure to maintain reasonable speed, reckless driving, and received three citations for failure to obey a stop sign. He was brought to the Cass County Jail, and Nelson was released later that day on $2,000 bond. And 25-year-old Timothy Allen Brown of Atlantic was arrested Sunday for driving while suspended. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and also charged by Atlantic Police with three aggravated misdemeanors. Brown remained held in the Cass County Jail yesterday on $6,300 bond. One of three men initially charged in the death of a Council Bluffs man has pleaded guilty to lesser charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors. 22-year-old Sorrell Duncan of Omaha pled guilty Tuesday to theft. He was originally charged with murder in connection with the August death of 20-year-old Jacob Combs, but that charge has been dropped. Kane Peterson of Council Bluffs and Christopher King of Lincoln, Nebraska also were charged with murder, but have agreed to plead guilty to amended charges. They're accused of robbing Combs of marijuana. Officials say Combs jumped into Peterson's vehicle as the three men fled, but then fell or he was thrown, suffering head injuries. Combs died in a hospital on August 15th. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a Council Bluffs man was arrested Tuesday afternoon. 32-year-old Roger E. Madsen was taken into custody on a Montgomery County warrant for stalking. Madsen was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $5,000 cash bond. In our funeral announcements, John Allen Havens, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for John Havens will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Sandra Gasson, age 72, of Red Oak, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Funeral services for Sandra Gasson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Selegren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home in Red Oak. Roger Barton, age 77, of Audubon, died Monday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Roger Barton will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Yvonne Staples, age 81, of Carroll, died Monday at St. Anthony's Nursing Home in Carroll. A celebration of life service for Yvonne Staples will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Arden Marco, age 87, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Arden Marco are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.